The way you hold your steering wheel actually says a lot about your personality, according to a personality expert.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that that was a real person, but all right. How should I be holding my steering wheel?
Well, actually, there's no right or wrong way. It's Anna and Raven. It's more of how you do it says just a lot about you. I was paying attention yesterday to myself after I read this because I was like, let me see where I am. And what I noticed is that I always move my hands. Like, they start on the bottom.
Right.
But then sometimes they're on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just one hand. Sometimes it's no hand.
Right.
You know, I'm just kind of like, I don't know.
It used to be that they would say go with one hand, I think, because it was easier to be steady on the wheel. You wouldn't be moving it as much. But now with, I know that with airbags and stuff, like 10 and 2 is where you're supposed to be, right?
No.
Or 9 and 3 now? And what is it?
They keep changing it. It
right.
used to be 10 and 2. And
right.
that's what they always taught you at driving school when we were younger. But now they don't teach that anymore. Now they teach 9 and 3.
Right. 9 and 3 is what it is now. And again, I think it's about airbags, isn't it? Something like that?
I think you made that up. But anyway.
I'm telling you.
If you still have 10 and 2 right now on your steering wheel, look down on your steering wheel.
Right.
That means that you play by the rules and you're a perfectionist. You're one of those people that's what you were told. That's what you're going to do. You are a perfectionist, 10 and 2 on the wheel.
Okay.
9 and 3.
9 and 3 means what? Okay, wait a minute. What does this mean?
You're anxious person, but you're very thorough.
I mean, isn't that the same thing as the 10 and 2 person?
No.
You play by the rules?
No. This person is anxious. Like, they need some meds to, like, calm them down a little
meds?
Bit.
Meds? Yeah. No, I don't think that's advisable.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you hold yours?
Well, I rotate like you as well. So as seats have gotten more comfortable in cars, too, and you've got more ways that you lean and pivot your seat,
mm-hmm.
you're further back from the steering wheel, even with the tilt. So I'm typically, I was a one-hander. For a long time.
Okay, so one hand on the bottom of the wheel or the top of the wheel?
Top of the wheel, typically.
Okay, so if you have one hand at the top of the wheel,
yeah.
you're relaxed and you like to project confidence. I see that.
Okay.
That makes sense to me.
Right.
Oh, this is legit. This is science.
What if you have one hand on the bottom? What is that? Because sometimes I'll do that if
yep.
my arm is tired.
Well, that means you're a minimalist who likes to keep things simple.
Okay. I mean, these all feel really general and vague. I feel like I could be any one of these people at one time or another. Is that good or bad?
Well, these are the two kinds of people...
That you don't want to be?
Like, you don't want to be in a car with these people.
Okay, who are these people that definitely, if I see their hands go to this part of the steering wheel, I'm getting right out of the... I might jump out the window, frankly.
If there's the one person, and if I ever saw this, I'd be like, oh, no, somebody take that person's license away.
Yeah.
That they drive with their hand in the middle of the wheel, just one hand, like the middle part.
Oh, no. And then they're doing it all with the wrist there after grabbing the emblem. No, that doesn't work.
That is a thrill seeker who lives life to the fullest.
No, I would say that is not a smart person.
That is somebody that wants to crash their car.
Right, right. Yeah. That's clearly YOLO.
And the one other person I certainly don't want to be in the car with, the one hand on the horn person, that they drive always with one hand on the horn.
Yeah.
Because that probably means that you're bossy and that you're really busy, but you're also reliable. I don't think so. If you're driving with one hand on the horn, there's something wrong.
Yeah. You're just keeping too close an eye on everybody else to see what everybody else is doing. So you can just let them know that you're better than them.
Yeah.
There's probably a better way to do that, not in your vehicle, that's safer.
Yeah, all we care about is that you drive safely. I don't care where you hold the wheel.
I mean, you should see me with my knees. I'm amazing.
Yeah. Coming up next, couples court. If your daughters didn't get along and you came up with this solution, would you be crossing the line? You'll get the whole story next with Anna and Raven.